Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting second. The center fielder, Jake Smolinski. Batting third. The shortstop, Marcus Semien. Batting fourth. The DH, Chris Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ryan Healy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Brett Ebner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Yonder Alonso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chad Pinder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bruce Maxwell. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Zach Neale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The DH, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting seventh. The catcher, Omar Narvaez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Batting ninth. The center fielder, J.B. Shuck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. And now, play ball. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crisp hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Smolinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smolinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Semien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Semien reaches second base with a double. Smolinski moves to third. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Healy is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Healy hits a line drive into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eaton moves to third. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alonso fields it and throws to home to get Eaton. Anderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Semien fields it and throws to second for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smolinski. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. Abreu moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frazier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crisp throws the ball into Healy, who relays the ball to Pinder, who tags Frazier trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Abreu scores. Morneau scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brett Ebner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alonso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pinder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Narvaez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alonso scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narvaez for the out. One out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanchez strikes out. Two outs. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shuck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pinder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 0 for 1 in the game. Crisp strikes out. Two outs. Jake Smolinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smolinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smolinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Smolinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Semien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Semien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Semien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Semien reaches second base with a double. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ryan Healy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Ebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ebner hits a line drive into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Frazier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Narvaez is 0 for 1 in the game. Narvaez hits a line drive into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Frazier. The throw from Maxwell and he is safe. Frazier steals second. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Neil Frazier, moves to third. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into right field. Ebner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bruce Maxwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Crisp is 0 for 2 in the game. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Smolinski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smolinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smolinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crisp moves to second. Marcus Semien, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Semien is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Semien hits a line drive into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shuck is 0 for 1 in the game. Shuck hits a pop-up towards first. Alonso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eaton strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Melky Cabrera, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Semien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to third. Liam Hendricks now pitching. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Cabrera. The throw from Maxwell and he is safe. Cabrera steals second. Jose Abreu, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a line drive towards short. Semien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Healy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brett Ebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau strikes out. 1 out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Frazier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smolinski. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 0-for-2 in the game. Narvaez strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. Maxwell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sanchez out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Yonder Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alonso hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pinder is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Maxwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. 2 outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crisp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Rzepczynski now pitching. J.B. Schuck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schuck is 0-for-2 in the game. Schuck takes first base on ball 4. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rzepczynski fields it and throws to first for the out. Schuck moves to second. 1 out. Ryan Dull now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a pop-up towards second. Pinder picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pinder. Schuck moves to third. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Maxwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Maxwell and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Abreu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a fly ball into center field. Smolinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jake Smolinski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smolinski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smolinski takes first base on ball 4. Nate Jones now pitching. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Semien strikes out. 1 out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Healy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Healy is 0 for 3 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smolinski moves to second. Brett Ebner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ebner hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Daniel Coulomb now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alonso scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. 1 out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Frazier is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Frazier hits a line drive into right field. Ebner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 0 for 3 in the game. Narvaez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Healy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. David Robertson now pitching. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0 for 3 in the game. Alonso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pinder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinder hits a fly ball into center field. Shuck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steven Vogt pinch hits for Bruce Maxwell. Steven Vogt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vogt strikes out. 2 outs. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Alonso moves to second. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crisp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a line drive into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.